Hey, hey, America. How you doing? Have you been on healthcare.gov lately? Everybody is all over the Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius. When I say all over her, she's apologized now, by my count, 31 times. But she's not losing her gig. And we're losing money. And where does the blame go for all the loss? I don't think we know, because it keeps going round and round. We had the 16-day government shutdown the same time as the rollout of Obamacare. And so far, we're having a hard time on this show finding people who say, yeah, right on, I got that health care coverage, I need it. And it's affordable. If you are in that situation, ring-a-ding, call us up. We want to hear from you. So do all the listeners. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got to tease you, coming up in our last two segments of this hour, we're going to nail the score. That means week 10 in the NFL. We will randomly select a game of the week. You call in and tell us who you think is going to win, what side, and what the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you'll win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, plus you clear out the prize closet for America Tonight. I will tell you, we've had two winners on this show, shockingly, in the 4.5 years I've been with GCN, we have had two winners. Chris in Connecticut, Dave in Vermont. You could be next. How about all of you listening in Missouri, the great state of Missouri? Claire McCaskill country. I'm thinking of Claire McCaskill and healthcare and how she went to a lot of the town hall meetings and people just slammed her with questions that she couldn't answer. So those same questions that she couldn't answer because of how wide the scope was with, I think, the law, the Affordable Health Care Act, and because understanding it, what senator, what congressperson could possibly read, have gone through it with somebody, understood every passage in it, That's why things were cherry-picked out of it, because so much was jammed into it. Now, you could talk to a few people on the Hill that would tell you the reason we stuffed that bird the way we did is because healthcare keeps getting brought up, whether it's Kennedy, whether it's Clinton, or somebody else. And the Republicans at first owned this issue because it's never gone through. We were going to shove everything in there and then sort it out later. But that's not a good way to govern, and it does not work in our system. Every time somebody has the brilliant idea to take a bill that they know is going to be controversial and narrowly get it passed that has a huge effect on a lot of Americans, what ends up happening is because it's stuffed with so much nonsense, it takes a long time to pull it apart. And then the ramifications of what's in there become real, and people understand then why there was so much furor over what that bill was that became a law. And nothing is bigger than health care. Nothing. In my lifetime, certainly many things have happened in this country. Nothing has bigger ramifications on my life, I believe that, and your life. Because now we're all in this game together, like it or not. So the idea that I'm young, I don't have anything wrong with me, I don't need health care coverage, I'm okay, and I'm in between jobs or whatever, now that's not an option. It's an option, but it's an option that you'll have to pay for, because then you're going to get fined by the IRS. And I really think the threat of the fine by the IRS has many people panicked. Because today, if they looked up what the fine would be, it'd be way less than that health care. Not 10 years from now, maybe not 15 years from now, it wouldn't be. But right now, today, it is. But the idea is to get everybody on health care, and the threat besides the fine is, listen, if everybody's on the plan and everybody's in on it, then the healthy will help outweigh the costs of the sick and the older people that are on it. Ugh. I almost feel like we're being lined up. You know when you go to those dances? I only ever went to one in my life. I still remember it. It was at St. Paul's. I didn't go to St. Paul's. There was a school called St. Paul's. It was in Deptford, New Jersey. And, you know, they did that thing where the boys were on one side and the girls were on the other side. I think it's Sadie Hawkins. It reminds me of where we're all lined up. It's sort of like we're all lined up on the wall. And it just depends on your economic bracket, what wall you're lined up against. And now we're all in this together, and it's awkward. Isn't it? It's awkward. Because people are upset. People don't understand it. There wasn't a lot of explanation. And the first blunder was the thing that we talked about ad nauseum. But, of course, the problems with the website. And then calling up and getting a navigator who would tell you, well, we're having problems with the website right now. Go back on and try again. And then if that doesn't work, then he calls back again. And it was just a ring around the rosy situation. Because people could not get through. I mean, that's the bottom line. Thinking, okay, I need it. And so then it gets booted to March 31st. And I think we're going to be talking about this and have problems with this for months, for years. Because we'll see what the effect is on small businesses, see what the effect is on individuals who are getting the individual insurance right now. We're already seeing that because of the cancellations of some health care. Which is why when the president today was in Texas, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, he didn't want much to do with the president. Because he's saying, we are not buying into the federal policies. We are not going to have a health care exchange in Texas. But Texas is the state where the least amount of people are insured. And they still want no parts of this. And the governor wants no parts of this. The expanded Medicaid, he doesn't want to do it. Because he says it'll bankrupt the state of Texas. And the president was in Dallas saying, you got to get on this. Everybody has to be covered. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. But they weren't buying it. They weren't buying it. All right, so don't forget, coming up in our last two segments, nail the score. I promise you we will get there. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're checking the mailbag next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Serving 2 years, it's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your faith again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Because I just read something in the Weekly Standard the other day that it looks like they're getting tax relief from Obamacare. So labor has been saying, big bosses have been saying, that no, we're not getting health law subsidies. What are you talking about? Now they are getting them. And the union plans are going to be saved from one of the big taxes. Because here's the thing, people don't, well, maybe you do realize this, there's going to be a huge reinsurance fee in 2015 and 2016. So now the union plans, and that would apply to many of the union plans, because they act as their own insurance company, so it's the certain self-insured, self-administered plans. So what's happening, that means that, of course, insurance company and self-insured employers that hire outside claim administrators are still liable for the fees. And what do the fees start at? For the union, $63 for an insurance plan, and it's projected that they'll get $25 billion over 3 years. So they're going to propose exempting that temporary reinsurance fee in 2015 and 2016. So once again, it just depends where you are, how this plan falls down on you. And it definitely falls down on some people. There's no denying that. Forget the politics of this. I mean, really, forget the politics of it. You just have to look at the figures. It's about the numbers. The bad, the ugly, and worse. Unless you're that rare person. And if you are the rare person that is getting a real break from this, send me a note. I want to hear, seriously. AmericaTonight.net. I only have seen and only have heard of people who are struggling, especially the people who are self-employed and get their own insurance, the 1099ers, are getting killed on this. I mean, getting killed on this. Coming out of CBS in New York, I heard a story about a couple that said, listen, we might have to get a divorce because of health insurance. They've been married for a couple of years, and they're saying that what the problem is that with what they make and together for a family of two, they make more than the $62,000 to qualify for the subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. But if they lived together unmarried, they would qualify for the subsidies and they would save hundreds of dollars a month on health care. And that's how this breaks down. A single person can qualify for subsidies if they make less than $46,000 a year. So think about people like in this couple, for example. One's a freelance writer, one's a freelancer in film. And so they lost their health care when one of them was laid off. And so it's dicey. So there is a marriage penalty to be paid. I mean, before, it wasn't that way. It's interesting because I saw the quote from the husband, and he says, that's why it's so frustrating, I'm educated, well plugged in, and I can't figure it out. So that's disturbing. And they say they don't want to take it, they want to stay together. So what they're thinking of doing is, okay, we can't afford this, we're stuck, what do we do? And we don't want to not have insurance because we're worried about that. So if we can't do it, then we'll just get divorced and live together. That's crazy. In a world where it's hard enough to stay together as a couple, now you're forced to get a divorce because you think, we have to get this coverage, or we definitely want this coverage because we're afraid something could happen. So this way, if we're just divorced and living together, then we can afford it. And remember, New York City, especially if you're living in New York, the money that we're talking about, that's not big money at all because you haven't even taken out taxes, borough taxes, federal taxes. It's not the money, it looks like, even together. So they got till March 31st to figure it out. And then boom, then the hammer falls down and that's it. You either get the fine, you either pay the price, you get the fine, or you figure out a way to get the insurance. And we're not even halfway home on this one. Again, Kathleen Sebelius testifying on the Hill, taking responsibility, but responsibility for this bumbling healthcare law. At this point, who cares? She's not being rolled out of office, out of her position, and the president is not being rolled out of his office, and this is what we're stuck with. So it's either going to get fixed, pulled apart and fixed, or it's not. And being on the optimistic side, I'm hoping it gets pulled apart and fixed because it will touch my life. It will touch your life. It will definitely, definitely impact every single one of us. Unless you're listening to me and you are sitting on a brick of money. If you're sitting on the brick, then you're okay. For the rest of us, we're not. So it's different. Dicier. It's dicier as to what the future holds. We're sitting at the craps table. Hey, speaking of sitting at the craps table, how crazy is this? Do you know that your government paid $11.3 million in taxpayer money for farm subsidies from 95 to 2012? Here's the part. I don't have a problem with the farm subsidies, but to 50 billionaires or businesses where they had some form of ownership. That's wild. So they got subsidies or owned companies, and you know what it included? You know who got these big breaks? Farm subsidy? The co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen. The investment guru, Titan. The man, Charles Schwab. Trudy Cathy, the owner of Chick-fil-A. They got subsidies. And all of the three I mentioned, the New York Times did a great piece on this, have a net worth of $316 billion. Oh, that's sickening. Think they needed a farm subsidy? What about the rest of the billionaires? Can you imagine? They're debating in the House something that would cut $40 billion over 10 years from the food stamp program. And in the meantime, they're at a meeting, the House and the Senate are meeting, not the second, but they are meeting, to come up with a new five-year farm bill. Oh, that's just sad, isn't it? Sad, sad, sad. So what irony is that? Billionaires are getting huge breaks for fake farms. Wow. Wow. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you know, it's crazy. One of the things that was pointed out is this Don Milliken, the chief financial officer at Kaiser Francis Oil Company in Tulsa, which is owned by an oil and banking magnate, George Kaiser, said he didn't know why the company was shown as getting crop subsidies. So he didn't understand it when he saw it. He was shocked that he was in the report. He's like, what? Kaiser's worth $10 billion. We're booting it to football. Nail the Score is next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on Little Old America tonight. One of the fun things that we get to do is a cool thing called Nail the Score. If you've never done score, taking a break from nailing Capilius for blunders of healthcare or the president or anyone else, and all the other frustrations that we feel over the political situation in the U.S., I figure, man, people fought and died for our freedoms, and what's more American than the NFL? What is more American than the NFL, right? Our right to sit on the couch and eat crappy food and watch grown men play a barbaric game. But I love it. Some of you hate it. Some of you love it. Either way, it's all about the game, right? The fun game, not the other game. So it's time for another edition of Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What will the game be this time around, last time we were all fooled when the Packers and Chicago met. And who won? Well, it was not the Packers. And almost all of us said Packers, Packers, Packers. In fact, it was the Bears, 27-20. Oh, I was so sure that that Packers pick was the safest thing going, and I was so wrong. And so were many of you. All right, time to roll out that old computer and let her fly. Nathan is so good at that. And, you know, there was snow in Minneapolis, so I can imagine pulling it out of that shed that Ted has now pushed our computer into. Did you have to pull it through the snow, Nathan?
Every day. Uphill both ways.
Is there much snow on the ground in Minneapolis?
It's not bad. It's just, you know, it's just, it's here, though. It's here.
It's here, and that means the floodgates have opened up. Get ready for a couple of really bad storms. I just don't, in Minneapolis and like so many other great cities and towns in the Midwest, you all can relate to this. You're going to get buried in a couple of storms. Some seasons are worse than others, but you're going to get that white stuff. It's funny because the other people just fantasize about seeing snow. In Texas is a great example of that. They've had some freak storms where there's been snow and people. It's like a miracle. It's like a miracle is out of the window. Get the toboggans out. Where can we rent one? Does anybody have a sled? No. Where can we get a sled? It only happens once in a great, great while. All right, so speaking of Texas, that is the game. How about that? The Cowboys and the Saints. It's in New Orleans, this game. The Saints are a perfect 4-0 at home, 6-2 on the season. The Cowboys are 5-4, 1-3 away. They're sitting on top of the crappy NFC East. They barely won the game, speaking of Minnesota, last week against Minnesota, but they did win. They did win in the end, and that's all that counts, that W.
Of course they won against the Vikings, of course.
Of course. Of course Adrian Peterson hung his head. Of course they missed an extra point. It was a crazy finish because they had it. But there was just a little bit too much time left and too much nonsense going on with Minnesota for them to not win that game. So, this is how it works. You pick a side. Cowboys or the Saints? Tell us what you think the final score is going to be. That's called nailing it if you nail the exact number. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. 5283. You know, this is a tough one because the Saints are misleading, and they're hard to figure out. I feel like I'm saying this with all the teams this year. Maybe I'm being too cautious in my picks, but I think the Cowboys in the Saints game is, I think it's going to be a lot closer than the Saints would like. I find it very hard to go against that perfect record at home, and I know that crowd. I'm going to say New Orleans wins it. And I think the final score will be 27-24. I think it's going to be that close, 27-24. You may have a much better guess than I. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hopefully you blow out those phone lines. I don't like to dance alone. Or send me your guess. I know that a lot of people are working, and this is a weird in-between time for third shift and whatnot. So feel free to take a bathroom break and to send me a quick email at americatonight.net. And I promise as long as you do it until the top of the hour, we will get you locked and loaded, so to speak. Rick in Illinois, he is the ever-faithful one. He's always the first one in the gate. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Boy, we doubted your Bears.
I'm a Bear.
How about those Bears? That was crazy. That was a big win.
I'm still in shock over that.
I'm in shock, too.
But, you know, I'm I'm getting tired here about this Obamacare thing.
That's what I said.
They sent this letter. Nothing's going up. Nothing's going down. Nothing's changing. Everything's going to stay the same. So,
well, that's good. That's good for you. That's good for you. It will this year. Watch out for next year. That's a good thing for you. I'm glad.
But they already told us nothing's going to change. So
good. That's good. So there you are. You're the bright spot. It's nothing to see. It's all what's in happening to any of us individually. But you're right. That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad that that's happening for you. What do you think's going to happen in this game?
I got New Orleans 31, Cowboys 24.
We have that same score, 24, yeah. I think they'll make it interesting, Rick, I do. I think they'll make it interesting, but not interesting enough to win it. I thank you, sir, Rick. Thanks for the phone call. Dan in Texas. Dan with a big guess, either the Cowboys or the Saints. I can only guess what side you're on. Are you going to be on the Cowboys side?
No.
No?
No.
You're not a Cowboy fan, I know.
No, I'm not. I even wanted...
Traitor.
I even wanted the Cowboys to be defeated by the Vikings, and I sympathized with that, and I took the Vikings because of that.
I know. I took the Vikings, too.
Okay, my guess is 27-17 New Orleans over the Cowboys, the Hoboys, and I need to find out how is the Dan agenda on recalling Obama going on the computer thing where they call you in on the computer.
You know, actually, and we'll say that again, Dan said let's find out how many people think we can impeach Obama. I saw some.
No, recall Obama. Not
oh,
impeach.
Recall, that's
recall.
Right.
We've got the
recall.
Right to recall him.
Yeah, impeaching is not happening. Recall, that's right. Just like the governor in California, Gray Davis,
exactly.
And that's
you can call
that's
it
when
the Dan agenda.
The Dan agenda. All right, I did get one email. I got an email from a May in Missouri who heard you and was voting for a recall as well. So this
absolutely
is a good reminder.
Good people.
This is a good reminder. Yay or nay. We'll get it the up or down for the Dan agenda. I like that. The Dan agenda. So what do you say? Recall or no recall movement? Throw that in, like Dan said, at americatonight.net, and let's see what happens. I remember when all that stuff was going on with Schwarzenegger. Boy, that was crazy. But now we're not talking about governor. Now we're talking about president. RC in Illinois, we'll slide you on in here. Hey, RC.
How are you doing tonight, my dear?
I'm excellent.
All right. I'm for recall. I just want to see how that works. It's not going to happen, but that's
no.
Okay. I'm with Nanny, but that's all right.
Okay, that's two.
Okay. We're mounting fast, aren't we?
That's
I'm
right.
I'm going to pick the Saints 31 and the Cowboys 24.
31. Oh, you can't because Rick had 31-24, so you just got to alter it a little. Do-do-do-do-do. You could pick 31-27. You could pick...
Then give me 34-27.
Oh, that's good. Because I think it's going to be high scoring. I think my score's off, and
yeah.
I think Rick's score's off, too. 34-27. We'll see, RC, what happens. You may be in the money, my friend. You may actually nail the score. That would be sweet, huh? Nail the score. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can also, as I was saying at the top, send us your guess. It's easy to do. americatonight.net. The key thing here is it has to get into us, and we've got a bunch coming in. Has to get in by the top of the hour. It wouldn't be fair to all the sleepy eyes who are calling in right now to the show. So remember that. You've got 15 minutes. Go!
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're playing some Nail the Score with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, America. We need a break, huh? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dale in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate Delaney. I'll reserve my political comments for another session.
I like that.
The poor Cowboys, they'll all be on Medicaid before this is all over. I'm going 27-21, the Cowboys.
Wow. Somebody going for the star. How about that?
Hey, you got
they could win. Listen, they could win.
That's
how you win.
They will. I've come within 50 points several times.
See, it's not that easy. That's why they call it gambling when these people go to the casino and they think they have a great tip and they look at a team and they think, wow, this is so easy. and then suddenly the points get shaved down and worn down as the game goes on, and just like that, the magic of Vegas has stunned yet another victim.
The Democrats know a lot about that.
Touche. That was very, very good, Dale, in Illinois. Yeah, you can feel the frustration everywhere. I say that. That's why I say that, you know, when I really mean that, the buzz in the backyard. It happens to me all the time. Maybe I'm just friendly. So it has nothing to do with talk radio or doing a talk show. Just in my everyday life, having conversations where people start talking to me, and what are they talking about? Obamacare. Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. I mean, seriously, that it happens constantly. All right, one thing that's going on that I want to throw in here since we're on Nail the Score, and believe me, I'm getting all the emails. I promise I will get you locked and loaded with your guests till the top of the hour, or you can call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A lot of people have opinions on this whole bullying thing in Miami. So some people, a few people, are coming to the aid of Richie Incognito and saying he's not the bully he's being painted out to be for what he's done to Jonathan Martin, who left the team last week after claiming harassment and misconduct, saying it was over the top, didn't care, wanted to walk away. I mean, that's it. Saying that Incognito referred to Martin as just cursing terrible things about him, the whole rookie deal, kind of the hazing stuff, but adding a lot of venom to his voice. You know, Incognito's just a punky kind of guy. But there's conversations as to whether or not Incognito is a racist or has some other hatred or something else going on. Chris Carter, who used to be an incredible player for the Minnesota Vikings and now, of course, does a little bit of talk radio, and he's a commentator in football. You see him all the time. He's all over ESPN and pops up on other shows, too. Here's what Chris Carter had to say about Incognito and charges that he is doing this for other reasons.
You know, they believe that there have been things that were done that they shouldn't have been done. But as far as Richie Incognito and how they feel about him, they don't feel as if he's a racist. They don't feel as if he picked on Jonathan repeatedly and bullied him. You know, but if they could do it all over again, there would be situations that they might change. But they're very, very comfortable with Richie. They think it's very sad. Not only that Jonathan's not on the football team.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a crazy thing that's exploded and now a major distraction for the Miami Dolphins, you know, without a doubt. So you hear what Chris Carter had to say, that they don't really feel it's a racist thing whatsoever. This is a sad story for me because I've had the pleasure of spending some time with the great Tony Dorsett. You know, we're now nailing the score, the Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints. And you look up the former Cowboy, and, of course, there's all kinds of accolades about Tony Dorsett. We did a show together. He came on several shows that I did, and boy, we had a whole bunch of fun doing that for sure. You can remember in his early days, if you go back and look at footage, and a huge plays for Pittsburgh, without a doubt. And now Tony Dorsett, we talk about brain injuries instead of the, wow, he was something at Pittsburgh and what a running back he became for the Dallas Cowboys. If you remember, he won the Heisman Trophy for the Panthers. Panthers smashing Navy in 1976, 45-0. Now he's got that degenerative condition tied to depression and dementia. You know, all the hits, this is what they're talking about. So Tony Dorsett talked about it. Was it worth it? And what about future quality of life?
I'm having problems. My quality of life deteriorates every day. But you know, I mean, what can I say? I'm trying to be proactive instead of inactive, and trying to cut it off at the path, reverse it, slow it down, whatever I got to do. I'm trying to do. Yes and no, man. I say yes because I signed up for it. I say no because there's some things that were happening to me that from my understanding, that the owners were aware of with concussions, but they didn't let us know about that. So they kept putting me in harm's way.
Yeah, so that goes back to the whole thing with the lawsuit and the brain injuries, and I fear that we're probably going to hear a lot more about these in the future, that you're going to see players that have what's happening to Tony Dorsett. Let's hope there are not as many. I mean, that's a guy who is a living legend and definitely took a lot of hits in his day. A couple of people certainly have emailed the show, one from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, without a doubt, the Cowboys rock, and the Cowboys are going to win this 42-28. I'm surprised you didn't pick them. Here's one from Joe, who's listening to us in Florida. And Joe, his guess is Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. How about that? That's three with Dale. And he says the Cowboys win this one. I think the score is going to be 24-17. Wow. The defense would be stepping up pretty big if that's the case. Here's one from Sunshine in Florida. You gotta love that. Get it? Sunshine in Florida says New Orleans Saints all the way. The Cowboys barely won last week. They haven't really shown that much if you're paying attention to them. So I think New Orleans wins this pretty handily. I'm gonna say 31-17. 31-17. So we got a couple of 17s, but 31-17. A couple of minutes left if you're going to get in that guess at americatonight.net or 855-266-5283. This one came to us from Dan in Illinois. Dan in Illinois. A lot of people in Illinois. Dan in Illinois says, Cowboys all the way. I'm surprised that you didn't go for the boys. Kate, what are you thinking? The final score is going to be 21-17. You know, that's this again would be pretty decent defenses and not impossible. Certainly we've seen that. But I think the Saints, they're sort of due to break out a little bit more, and the Cowboys, they're always one screw up from losing the game. They almost lost that Minnesota game. It was crazy. They've had losses that they should have won. I mean, there have been some nail biters for the Cowboys, and they had to win this last one. They had to beat Minnesota. New Orleans is going to be a lot tougher, I think, a lot tougher. But I think it's close. I'm sticking with New Orleans. That was my guess, 27-24. All right, remember, next week, do it again. Before you know it, the season will be over. Week 10 in the NFL. Hard to believe. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.